The reality for many of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. The good news is that there are many cities with affordable properties and many of those under 100K. If you're someone who's ready to buy your first out-of-state property in the next 4 months, then I encourage you to check out my free training that'll break down the process and show you exactly what it takes to invest out of state. I purchased properties out of state and it's changed my life. The same is possible for you. You simply need the right information. My free training will help you take that next step towards buying your first out-of-state property. You can watch the training right now at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode. Again, you can find it at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode.
Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second?
Yes. This is the Black Real Estate Dialogue, and the purpose of the Black Real Estate Dialogue is to document the journey of an up-and-coming real estate investor and to share the stories of successful Black real estate investors.
What's going on, everybody? Looking forward to this episode today. Today, I'm going to go over some real estate news that I shared on Instagram, but I definitely wanted to make sure to share with y'all here and talk about it a little bit further. So we're going to listen to the news clip. I'll tell you a bit about what we'll be covering, and then we will check the news clip out, and then I will give you my thoughts and how this impacts you as an investor. So the headline here is that LA is refusing rent relief for landlords. The Board of Supervisors approved a program on January 24th, directing the County Department of Business and Consumer Affairs to distribute $45 million to mom and pop landlords, so small landlords who are owed back rent. And for those of you who don't know, many folks here in LA were able to live for free for 3+ years due to the pandemic. So I'm going to play this news clip and then I'll get into some of my thoughts on what's going on. Let's check it out.
Frustrations are mounting in LA County over a relief program for property owners that's still on hold. This as some landlords say they continue to lose tens of thousands of dollars. NBC4's Ted Chen reports on how two county supervisors are now calling for an audit.
I think it's appalling.
LA County Supervisor Catherine Barger says she's baffled why the money hasn't yet gone out. $45 million in relief to help property owners who are owed back rent from the pandemic, approved by the Board of Supervisors in January.
This money was to be used for the mom and pops to allow those tenants to remain housed. Why it's taken them so long on this is beyond me.
Barger and Supervisor Holly Mitchell have called for an audit of the County Department of Business and Consumer Affairs, which is supposed to distribute the money. That department has not yet responded to our request for comment.
A delay like this has caused owners that maybe could have been made whole to possibly not be made whole.
$45 million can, help a lot of small property owners.
Dan Uchelson of the Greater Apartment Association of Los Angeles says LA property owners have lost some $1 billion in back rent and another $3 billion because of the city's freeze on rent increases.
People have been under severe financial pressure. They haven't been able to maintain their buildings because of all of this.
For me, for example, if you have a duplex and you're not getting rent on one or both sides, your 100% of your income's gone.
Property owners are alarmed that this week the LA City Council is scheduled to consider extending the ban on rent increases for another 6 months. That, they say, would be disastrous. Ted Chen, NBC4 News.
So first, shout out to the county supervisors for putting this on Front Street. I'm honestly surprised that any politician was making this a priority. I had no idea about this going out or being requested back in January, because they don't publicize things that favor landlords these days. But shout out to them. And these are the voices that are rarely heard. The mom and pop landlord voice is very rarely heard, and I am very glad that it's being heard now. And so I'm hopeful that something will happen. They'll at least get a response in the next couple of weeks. I'm definitely going to keep up on this and for sure share with y'all here on Instagram what the update is. And one of the things that this brings to mind is the importance of investing in a landlord-friendly area. It's so important. LA is not landlord-friendly whatsoever. Landlords do not have property rights, especially smaller landlords. And it's just a challenging place to be a landlord, you know, especially given the cost, which is obvious, right? But it is super important to invest in an area where the laws are in your favor. States where it's easy to enforce a lease. States where you don't have to pay out tenants to try to get them to leave the property. States that let you do business, right? And LA is just not one of those places. And so I invest out of state. I'm in LA, but I invest out of state. I don't think I'll ever invest here. However, I invest in Ohio. I have a growing portfolio out there in Ohio. If you are somebody who lives in an area that's not landlord friendly or who lives in an area where it's too expensive to invest, I recommend considering investing out of state. I'm actually having a workshop starting January 17th to kick the year off strong, where I'm going to teach you exactly how to do it over 4 weeks. The link is below in the description if you want to learn more, or go to outofstatemoney.com/workshop. And I think it's super unfair that mom and pop landlords are not being prioritized, and they make up most of the landlords here statistically. And these are the folks who cannot withstand not receiving rent for 3 years, not receiving their back rent for so long. It's very hard, right? I consider myself a mom and pop landlord. I'm a smaller landlord. I don't have 50, 60 doors, right? And so I know for sure I cannot withstand not receiving rent for an extended period of time. It's a business. And I feel really bad for those who are in their later years and they're relying on rental income to supplement their income, right? And so I'm hopeful that something will be done. I'm cautiously optimistic, but I think this is not fair whatsoever. So let me know what you think. Drop me a comment, leave a review, leave a 5-star rating and review if you haven't already. It takes just a moment and I'll get you a free training if you do that. But I would love to hear what you think of this story. Feel free to email me or reach out to me on Instagram and let me know what you think. All right. Thank you all so much, and I will talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue. And be sure to leave us 5 stars and a review on your favorite podcast listening platform. Until next time.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.